Meeting is yours.
All right, I am going to call to order the High Desert Porter Joint Powers Agency Board of Directors meeting and welcome our new director, Lauren Hughes Leslie from the wonderful city of Lancaster. So with that, Arthur, will you take roll?
Thank you, Madam Chair. As you mentioned, today is the meeting of the High Desert Corridor Joint Powers Agency, Thursday, October 19th. Roll call. Chair Barger?
Here.
Thank you. Vice Chair Becerra?
Here.
Thank you. Director Reyes? I know I saw him here. Okay, thank you. Director...
Here.
Yes, thank you, Director. Director Hughes Leslie?
Present.
Thank you. Director Olson?
Here.
Thank you. And Director Najarian?
Here.
Thank you. The HDC board alternates that we have today, perhaps. Director Loa? Not see Director Loa. Director Harmon? Not see him. Director Ramos? Okay. And your two staff today, Executive Director Arthur Sohikian, and your legal counsel for today is Ms. Laura Jacobson, Deputy County Counsel, Los Angeles County. And with that, you do have a quorum, Madam Chair.
Thank you. And now I'm going to ask that we have the Pledge of Allegiance if you're able to stand and face the flag. And put your right hand over your heart. Again, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Now we will do, Arthur, will you please read public comment instructions and see if any members of the public wish to speak under item number 4, public comments?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Rest the agenda. As the chair mentioned, we're on item number 4, public comment. As always, we do encourage members of the public to communicate often with the HDC, and that being via email on the agenda. If today you are on the Zoom and would like to participate on any of the items, please raise your hand by using the raise hand function. And if you're on the phone and would like to participate, use the star 6 function. Members of the public have roughly 3 minutes to speak on each agenda item, and you'll be called on each agenda item as the chair progresses. Right now for public comment, Madam Chair, if anyone wishes to make public comment, please unmute yourself, raise your hand. Okay, seeing none, Madam Chair.
All right. Thank you, Arthur. We're going to now go on to the consent calendar. We have one item, the HDC JPA board meeting minutes. Does anyone want to move or make any changes on the minutes? If not, do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second. Okay.
We've got a motion and a second. Seeing no objection, we have a roll call. Roll call, please.
Sure. Thank you. Item number 5, the board minutes from the July 13th agenda. Chair Barger?
Yes.
Thank you. Vice Chair Becerra?
Yes.
Thank you. Director Reyes?
Yes.
Thank you. Director Hughes Leslie?
Yes.
Thank you. Director Olson?
Yes.
Thank you. Director Najarian?
Yes.
Thank you. The item is approved 6-0.
Thank you. We're now going to move on to item number 6, the proposed HDC JPA 2024 Board of Director meeting calendar. And before us, we have the recommended dates, January, April, July, and October, and doing them virtually. And so I'd like to hear any comments that you all may have on that. I don't see any. Does anyone have any concerns regarding it? All right. Do I have a motion to approve? Or do we have any public comment on this, Arthur?
Let me look. Again, if any of the members of the public would like to comment on item 6, please use the raise hand function or star 6 on your phone. Seeing none, Madam Chair.
All right. Do I have a motion? I'll move it. Do I have a second?
Second.
All right. Motion and a second. Will you call roll?
Item number six on a motion by Chair Barger, seconded by Director Najarian. Roll call. Chair Barger?
Yes.
Thank you. Vice Chair Becerra?
Yes.
Thank you. Chair Reyes? I mean, Director Reyes, excuse me?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Director Hughes-Leslie?
Yes.
Thank you. Director Olson?
Yes.
Thank you. And Director Najarian?
Yes.
Thank you. The item is approved 6-0.
Great. And now we're going to go on to the 7 HDC JPA Executive Director's Report.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I appreciate it. And I appreciate the opportunity to present the Executive Director's Report for October 19th. There's some good momentum building, as we were hoping to do in the FY24 fiscal year. First up is the NEPA process. I'm very happy to report that that process is continuing to move forward at the leadership of the Federal Railroad Administration. And in fact, they are having workshops with interested parties. Those are mainly agencies, for example, federal agencies like the FAA, the Army Corps of Engineers, state agencies like Caltrans and SHPO, which is the State Historic Preservation Agency. And at the local level, all the cities that are participating in our JPA. So we're very happy to see that those workshops have been scheduled. The goal is to have the record of decision by this time next year. So we would truly like to have that record of decision by October and November. Madam Chair, if you'd like me to pause on each item to talk about each, or would you like me to go through all the items?
You can go through all of them if you'd like.
Okay, thank you. Item number two has to do with our federal and state grant opportunities. As you see outlined here, I won't repeat all of it, but we did receive the $8 million from the state, and that allocation will be before the California Transportation Commission on December 7th. Our project will be included in all the Cycle 6 allocations that the CTC will do. And again, that will be on December 7th at their commission hearing. On the federal level, we are anticipating that the Federal Railroad Administration will make announcements on the corridor identification program in November and December. So we hope to get positive news out of the Federal Railroad Administration later this year on the corridor ID application. An exciting item number three, knowing that the leadership of the board chair and the board, we are happy when we're using public funds to be utilizing our labor unions, a highly skilled workforce. This will be two different agreements we are working on. County Council will review these agreements. In fact, is reviewing the first agreement that we have. We are trying to do two agreements. One is for the construction of the project. So we will look to work with the California Building Trades. There will be two trade councils primarily involved in the project. It will be the Los Angeles Orange County Trade Council, as well as the Riverside San Bernardino Trade Council. So we look forward to that opportunity, as well as the opportunity to deal with the national rail unions as well on the operation and maintenance. These agreements will be mirrored after the agreements that the California High Speed Rail Authority has, as well as Brightline West. So we will be utilizing those agreements as a guide to how we put our agreement together. And the goal would be to bring that to you at your January 11th board meeting in 2024 that you just approved. Finally, the fourth item is we are indeed implementing the work program for this fiscal year. The main items were, of course, to continue to move forward on the record of decision and also to advance organizationally to get to 30% design for the project. To do that, we have two RFPs that we're working on. The board also had authorized at our last board meeting to work with Los Angeles County Public Works Department. They will be our procurement officer. They will guide the procurement. Bidders will have to be registered with the County of Los Angeles. And just as a reminder, the County of Los Angeles is our JPA model city. So we have treasury function, we have county council function, and now we utilize public works for procurement function. The procurements are still released by the High Desert Corridor and will come back to this board for approval. But it's important that we use the guidance and knowledge of Public Works on their procurement processes to make sure we're being good stewards of the public funds. Those two procurements that are upcoming in the next month, hopefully by the end of the month, we'll get out the financial advisory services contract, and hope to bring that to your April board for award. So financial services release in October, come to you in April for approval. And on the project management support services, we look to have that out by the end of November, early December, and have that to your July board meeting. So with that, we would be ramping up the team as we would be getting through our NEPA clearance. So that's the goal of 2024 was really in 23 was to do a lot of this setup so that in 24, we could really get into the approvals and start to do some of the design work, furthering the conceptual work. With that, I know you've seen this map and bullet points before, so I won't go into all that. So I will pause and ask for any comments and questions you have on the report.
Yeah, thank you, Arthur. I mean, it's great to see that the NEPA process is really starting to move forward. I had the pleasure, along with Director Najarian, to sit down with the FRA Administrator Bose last week. And thank you, RF, for hosting something after the dedication. That was a great opportunity to kind of sit down. And I think we had a productive conversation centered around the project and spoke about the importance in the context of the housing and job creation and mobility. And we were really able to advocate for the High Desert Corridor federal grant application that Arthur just highlighted. So I want to thank you again for that. I believe that our strong local match through Measure M is putting us in a very, very favorable position for future federal grant opportunities. And that was something that the administrator referenced as well. This calendar year, I'm not going to lie, it's been a bit challenging. I know we thought we'd be a little further along with the NEPA process, but we've had to respond to things that were out of our control. And I know that, Arthur, and it set us back a little bit. But I want to say that the developments and efforts that you highlight in your report are exciting. It is moving forward now, and next year is shaping up to be one that yields significant momentum and milestones. So I am excited. I'm still all in on this project. But I have a question about the CDC allocation meeting in December. Yes. Would it be helpful for each of our jurisdictions to send letters of support in our separate capacities?
Yes. Short answer is yes. I would always urge that each of the members of the HDC would support this request. If you would like, I can put a form letter together or a draft form letter for all your reviews. But yes, I think it would be helpful. As you see here, this is the letter that we submitted on behalf of the authority. But yes, having from your letterheads, from each of your members would make a very good impact on the approval.
Excellent. Okay, then if you could get that out to us, because I mean, I think especially on the San Bernardino County side, it would probably be helpful as well to get something out there, because I know that the cities are all in on this and are part of this GAPA, so I appreciate that. Do any of my colleagues have any comments?
I do.
Ara?
So we had the FRA administrator down to Glendale to announce some funding for a dangerous crossing there. And then we were able to arrange some casual time with him at a restaurant nearby. And I thought I was going to be cool, you know, and sort of slip in a little discussion of the High Desert Corridor. The minute I mentioned, he says, "Oh, again, I've heard all of this from Catherine Barger. He knows all about this project. You guys were like this." Congratulations, I guess, and Arthur as well. But the face, you know, the true advocate, I'm going to give to the advocacy award to Catherine, because he knew all about it and all the issues, all the housing, the job centers, the connections to the high speed rails. I was like, okay, well, I'll be quiet then. You guys have this thing all sorted out. But that was, listen, I guess to the directors, you know, our chair is doing a hell of a job, as well as our CEO, our executive director, and getting the important people up to speed as to what needs to be done and what we need, and to set the plan for a successful project. So kudos.
Thank you, Otto, but you came in for this. You sealed the deal with the food. I'm telling you, you sealed the deal with the food. All right. Any other comments?
Yeah, I'd like to also make mention and a big thank you to Assemblyman Juan Carrillo. One of the things that he's doing, you know, over here, unfortunately, in San Bernardino County, we're a little impatient when it comes to these massive projects, right? But Assemblyman Carrillo has been doing a phenomenal job, and not just bringing awareness of the one that we have going on with Brightline, but really pushing the Palmdale station, right? And what we're doing is doing a phenomenal job in awareness and working on a 90-minute bus route as well from Palmdale, Lancaster over to the Victor Valley, right? So the community is extremely excited about that. We've been talking about the Palmdale station heavily as well, because we're excited that there's just massive momentum right now. And we all understand, you know, momentum is the hardest thing to gain and the easiest thing to lose, right? So while we have this momentum where we're talking about the bus routes and talking about the Palmdale station and just all the unity with the JPA. So Arthur and Madam Supervisor, thank you for all that you do. I just got back from DC and we were over at the EPA and we made mention of, you know, these projects, and same response, right? Like, yes, we're very, 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 very aware, right? So we're excited that just even in our federal agencies, there's a lot of excitement about these projects.
Well, Mayor, I just have to say thank you to you for being a part of this JPA. Obviously, you know, I value the partnerships across the county line. I think it's important. I think this is important for the region. And I view it, while it's two counties, I view it as a region that's going to benefit. So I want to thank you and everything you're doing as well.
Yeah, thank you. And, you know, Assemblyman Carrillo has been phenomenal in just making sure that everyone understands the importance of this transportation project, right? And how these smaller projects play a massive role to the bigger vision. So you guys are doing a phenomenal job. We're just excited to be along on the journey.
Excellent.
And Mayor, we'll get you that bus stop at Drytown.
Yep.
Hey, let's go.
Yeah, okay. All right. Any other comments? All right. Do we have any public comment on this?
Let me look for, we're on item number 7, the JPA Executive Director Report. Again, if you're a member of the public would like to comment, please raise your hand or on the phone, hit *6. Seeing none, Madam Chair.
All right. Well, then we're now on to item number 8, board member comments and future agenda items. Does anyone, if anyone has any agenda items they want on the next meeting, please coordinate with Arthur, or if there's something you want to bring up today, we can place it on the agenda.
Madam Chair, may I suggest that we did it last January. We have Brightline West invited to the board meeting in January, perhaps for them to give an update. Could be a good timing, depending on what they get, and they may be just starting construction. We can wait for April. So depending on what their schedule is, let me reach out to them. And
yeah, I think January would be exciting.
They're expecting both the California High Speed Rail and Brightline West are expecting grant announcements later this year as well.
Perfect. All right. Anyone have any comments? All right. We're now going to move on to adjournment. Mm-hmm. And I will move that we adjourn.
Second.
All right.
Thank you.
We are adjourned. Thank you all.
Guys, have a great rest of your week.
Take care. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you, Arthur.
Thank you.